From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS about to go down in Ramadi. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters Wednesday in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Several hundred ISIS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve, briefed reporters on the fighting, and ISIS defeat is now inevitable, he says.
We're encouraged by this tactical development, which is a continuation of the progress we've seen over the last several weeks. There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi is completely clear. There is a lot of dense terrain here that needs to be negotiated.
The Iraqi military officials say government forces expect to be in control of Ramadi in a few days. Amnesty International added to the criticism of Russia's air campaign in Syria with a new report today saying the bombings have killed at least 200 civilians. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit homes and hospitals and that its research showed there were no fighters or military targets nearby. Amnesty Middle East and North African Program Director Philip Luther said such attacks may amount to war crimes. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He's a former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian police accused Mr. Khodorkovsky, who's now based in London, of ordering the killing of the mayor of a Siberian oil town. Mr. Khodorkovsky denies the charges. He said that via social media the charges are a response to his pro-democracy work. This is VOA News. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron asking him to challenge the United States after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California at the last minute. Mr. Cameron's office said the Prime Minister will look into the lawmaker's claim that the U.S. officials prevented the family from flying to Disneyland for a planned holiday. Stella Creasy, a member of British Parliament who represents Northeast London, said in her letter to Mr. Cameron that a family party of 11 people were approached to Gatwick Airport and told they could not board their flight to the U.S. on December the 15th. Creasy told British newspapers that she's concerned that a growing number of British Muslim families are being denied entry to the U.S. with no reason given. Representatives of the rebels and the government of South Sudan have held their first meeting aimed at ending a two-year conflict. The two sides met in the capital of Juba on Tuesday in the hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. Festus Mogae is chairman of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission.
We will encourage and accelerate progress on all fronts, facilitate dialogue, and overcome difficulties in implementation.
The war has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million from their homes. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants on Sunday actually killed about 70 civilians. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. Those who escaped said that when they returned the following day, they found the bodies of 70 people who had been shot. The Philippines has granted approval for the sales of a new dengue vaccine, following Mexico as the first two countries to allow the treatment. As VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok, the vaccine could stop the potentially deadly virus that is transmitted by mosquitoes and can cause crippling fevers and pain.
Dengvaxia comes at a time when a safe and effective vaccine is urgently needed, according to the World Health Organization. Dr. Joselito Santa Anna, head of dengue vaccine operations in the region for Sanofi Pasteur, says the vaccine has been demonstrated effective against all four dengue virus types.
The vaccine actually is given in three-dose schedule with a six-month interval. It is being given from 9 years of age up to 45 years of age.
The vaccine's maker is hailing it as an important tool to reach the World Health Organization's objective on dengue, for which children are at particular risk. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Dengue cases have soared 30-fold in the last half century. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.